just fury over nothing. I know everybody has their days when they're in a certain mood, where like you say something like the wrong thing to them and don't even mean it. Like that's a big problem I have because I go around and I'm pretty sarcastic from time to time. And if you catch somebody and you throw like a sarcastic comment their way, if you catch them at the wrong time, yeah, that's not pretty.
Fist right in the face.
Yeah, but after you get to know them, you know, you can adapt and everything. But to go off on a complete stranger, you know, and even though this guy didn't say anything, yesterday at City Park, Chris and I were playing tennis, and he hit a ball that was so far out of my reach. I was like, you know, I got to go for it. So there I am, sprinting a whole 2 miles an hour across the court, and it was one of those ones where, you know, I could just stick out the racket with one hand and try to get it over, but I didn't think I could. So I two-hand the thing, and I don't normally do that because I have no control when I use two hands. And sorry. I'm such a kid.
I don't get it.
I swing at it, and there it goes. It goes over the fence and lands right near these people who were... Is that picnicking? What is that called? When they didn't have food or anything. They played 10 minutes of tennis. She sucked. He was okay. And so, you know, they went and just were, like, laying there. Is that called something? Lounging?
Laying around.
Okay. And the ball lands there. Guy gets up like I, you know, purposefully spiked it onto his head or something. It didn't even touch him. And, you know, gives us the look, the stare down, and then, you know, throws the thing back over the fence. Give him a thank you. Silence. Nothing back. Maybe he couldn't hear me. I don't know. With all the kids at the pool or something, maybe it's loud. I don't know. But he was pretty upset about it. And to see somebody get that upset over something so insignificant, you know, especially like in front of your girlfriend, you know, we were talking about this last week, the overprotective boyfriend. It's like that's being like furious over stupid things. It doesn't help your case either. Mm-mm. So what times have you seen people get upset where you're just like, man, maybe you're overreacting just a little bit? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
One of my buddies in high school shot me in the shoulder
with a
22.
Oh God!
I got pretty bent out of shape about that one.
Yeah, I think you might should've. Be. Yeah, what was going on? Were you guys playing like Russian roulette, but you're only doing it to your shoulder blades, or
no? We were out hunting rabbits, and I guess one ran in front of me, and he just turned up and shot. And
oh, so he kind of pulled a trainee on
my
you.
Shoulder.
It jumped up in front of your shoulder.
Yeah. He's the same guy that, this is going to sound bad, he also stabbed me in the chest with a pocket knife.
Why?
That one I'm pretty sure was an accident. we were kind of fighting because he was being a dick to his girlfriend, and I threw him around and his pocket knife opened and we both started reaching for it and
God,
straight into my chest.
Wow. Are you guys still friends or whatever you are?
Oh, yeah, he's my best man at my wedding.
Hey, yeah. If you don't have any scars that you can relate to a friend, then they're not truly your best friend, I guess.
Yeah, that'll work.